Thanks for holding, Brad.
Yeah, doctor, can
Yes.
you hear me?
Yep,
Okay,
I hear you fine.
Good. You did a great program 1.5 years ago with Dr. Tamburi.
Yes.
You might remember.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's audio files. I went back and reviewed that, and at the end of the program, he was discussing, well, you actually asked him about protocols and surgeries to treat BPH, large prostate. And it came down to UroLift versus PAE, prostatic arterial embolism. And it ended there. So you said this ran out of time. But the impression I got is he like beat the PAE, prostatic arterial embolism procedure. Now, that was 1.5 years ago, so have you found out what he prefers as a surgery to take care of enlarged prostate?
Great question. I haven't talked to him recently about that. Maybe I should have him back on the show sometime.
That'd be great, yeah.
That's a great idea. I've had a couple of other patients who have looked into the UroLift, and I know it seems like urologists in general are kind of shying away from that particular procedure only because it doesn't seem as effective as it used to be or what they thought it would be.
Yeah.
So I would say he would probably still want to work with the PAE approach, but there's quite a number of different approaches that are happening now. We're talking about benign prostate, right?
Yeah, non-cancerous.
Non-cancerous, right.
BPH.
Yeah. And I know some surgeons are taking little pie slices out of the prostate to reduce that and...
Well, like Dr. Tamburi said, nuke, fry, or freeze, you know. He
exactly.
Kind of put it in those terms, but there's all kinds of, you know, the lasers, and there's the Roto-Rooter, and...
Sounds real inviting, doesn't it?
Yeah. You could go on YouTube and see some of this. YouTube is great for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to phone his office. He's based in Arizona, I guess Phoenix, so...
Yes,
I have a pending call there. I don't know if he performs surgeries, so I'll try to get some of those questions answered. But so I'll try to. We'll just wait on that one. But just to follow up on previous caller that you had mentioned the UroBac formulation.
Yes. Uh huh.
And I went over to the website, and this stuff is really expensive, but. Looks like a lot of clinical studies that they're quoting here, so it might be really good stuff. Do you know, have you read any of the stuff, and does it specifically go to the prostate and kill bacteria and fungus, or do you have any more details on that?
Well, I tend to reserve it when nothing else is working. Like I've had patients who had a chronic prostatitis that was unresponsive to any antibiotic use. Typically conventional docs will give Cipro, and I mean Cipro has its own problems, but
side effects.
And it might take care of it for a few weeks, but it almost always comes back. Sheer frustration, you know, I think some patients are willing to pay I think it's about $180 a month for at least 6 months. So, I've had people go on a maintenance dose after that, but it's been pretty effective. And I think it's working on treating these nanobacteria, they're called, which are very, very tiny, hard to culture things.
Would those show up in a standard culture? Because typically, you know, when you have... UTI, that they do a culture to try to find the bacteria that's best able to kill whatever's going on in your body.
Right. Sometimes they can culture the semen and find, you know, what the bacteria is. But with these nanobacteria, they don't, they're not able to culture it. Yeah, so it's one of those things that's very hard to treat. So, but yeah, I would look into that product if you get to a point where you actually need something to treat chronic prostatitis.
Yeah, kind of a last resort. Do you know if they're using natural? I know it's probably proprietary, but are they using natural or have they synthesized something else, the antibiotic?
Oh, in that product, you mean?
Yeah, in the formulation. Is it a could it be just a natural substance, plant?
It is.
Type thing?
It is. It yeah, is. When you look at the ingredients, it's got a lot of immune support, you know, like I think there's olive leaf extract and yeah, it's really a well thought out product and seems to work pretty well. I wish it wasn't so expensive, but it is effective. I'm impressed with it, and that's why I bring it up on the show and with my patients. I think it's when you get to that point when nothing's working, you know, it's you got to try something.
Okay, great. I think that's it. So
all right.
Okay, thanks, Doc. All right.
You bet. Thanks for the call, Brad.